A really important skill for our students to develop these days is to be able to sift through the absolute wealth of information that's available through the internet and be able to make sense of it, to filter it, to be able to sort it into a meaningful and coherent whole. We all too often perhaps ask them to go and do some internet research without giving them a clear understanding of what they need to bring back, which often results therefore in sort of a lot of images and some copy and pasted text. Well, Instagrok is a tool that might just help with that. It can be used without signing up for an account, but once you sign up for an account, of course, you can start to save the work that you're doing. There's also teacher accounts which are available and which enable you to be able to create classes very easily for your students. And there's an Edmodo app which isn't quite available in the UK yet, but that's coming along soon. With the paid for accounts, and it's only $35 for a teacher account per annum, you can get rid of the advertising and do that kind of thing. So, Instagrok, what does it do? Imagine entering a search term and then, a bit like visual words, the online thesaurus, which returns an interactive spider diagram or concept map of your search terms with subtopics that are related to the central theme. Each of them is clickable and draggable. You can move it around on the screen. But where Instagrok is incredibly powerful is that it's done a load of research behind the scenes. If you click on the More tab, that pops out a load of extra information which is associated with some of the nodes and which you can choose to add in addition to what's already on your map. It's a simple click for each button. By clicking on More, you can find out what's that extra bit of information means. So and it's divided into subtopics. So there are key facts, there are websites, videos, images, and even a glossary. And by a simple click, you can start to build up your concept map or spider diagram into something far more complex. With each click and each extra bit of information you add, that pops that little bit of information also into a journal. Which is a more page-like feature. Looks like a page in a textbook, and it's as though you're starting to build up a research article ready-made for you. But crucially, you can start to add and amend information to that textual information that you type in. So you can add your reflections, your thoughts, and so forth. Really powerful. There's an interesting feature called the slide button, which by sliding left and right, you can increase or decrease the difficulty of the complexity of the information which is being displayed.